Hey, good morning and shalom. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, from verses 1 to 7. We want to deal with the backsliding or the pain of backsliding. Backsliding and the joy that comes through repentance. This will be part one. We still do part two of it. The pain that comes through backsliding of a believer, the discomfort that comes through an unbeliever's backsliding. Backsliding means to go back to where you had come from. Life seems to be going up a hill where God dwells, the mountain of God, where you keep climbing slowly, step after step, by the help of the Holy Spirit, by the help of a mentor, by the willingness of a believer, by standing the word of God, and by using the tools of the word, by engaging with the word, allowing God to speak to you, and exposing ourselves to a community of believers, to have a dialogue with those who can add value to you, opening our hearts, as Paul had said earlier on, and not teaming up with unbelievers, but being a temple of God, allowing God to dwell with us and to walk with us. So God had said, I walk with you. Now, as you go up the mountain, you are getting one step after the other towards the goal that God has given to you. But when you start going back, you slide back, you roar back, sometimes you may not even have control. You see, when you are those of us who have hiked on the hills, or hike the hills, you know, sometimes you have control, more control when you're climbing than when you are descending, when you're ascending up the hill. Because sometimes when you are descending, you do not have control. What about, figure out this, what about when you are going down the hill backwards? That is unbelievable. That is what we call backs. Sliding, you know, you are sliding back where you came from. Now, this backsliding of a believer causes pain to God. It causes pain to God because God says, I will, God had already said, you being a temple of God, I will walk with you, I will be with you, I will be your father, you'll be my children. I have my presence with you. My angel will go with you. And so when you are going back, God cannot go back. It pains God. It wounds God, cause pain to God. It also causes pain to the church leadership. Somebody who have walked with you up to a particular point and you start backsliding, it causes pain to that mentor. It causes pain to the Church of Jesus Christ, the rest of the community, because they see you cut yourself from the flock. You are not yoked with them again, because you're supposed to be yoked, equally yoked with other believers. And when they see you go back and you are teared by the enemy, it pains. I saw my cut, all our cut. That is mourning for a few days because one of its kitten has been mauled by neighbor's dogs or a neighbor's dog. And it seems that this cat of ours was able to see because it was up there trying to save a small kitten. The kitten has not yet developed the ability to climb, but it had slipped in through a small hole to the neighbor. And I think the dog of the neighbor was able to destroy and kill it. That's and this the mother was mourning and was crying all the time. So backsliding makes the mother to moan, to cry. When you see your son and your daughter getting deeper into drugs, into pornography, into sexuality, into evil orientations, it pains the mother. And backsliding also pains the individual person. Because some people continue to see the light of God being pulled off slowly by slowly. And you see, God does not allow you to have your light to be put off immediately. So the light goes on slowly by slowly by slowly. And when you see yourself getting deeper into the mire, into the mud, it pains you. And so here we want to discuss how these people, continued to, to backslide and the pain it caused to these people, to all the people. And also, we also want to keep looking at the road to recovery. How can you be able to be taken up back again? It's not easy. So we discover here that there's joy when there is repentance. So what is repentance? Repentance means change of heart, change of mind, change of the way you look at things. Repent is to think. To repent is to think otherwise, is to change your direction in your mind. If you're going towards north, you change 180 degrees and you go back to the south. You leave that path and you go back. So that's what repentance, it brings joy. And we shall soon be seeing how it brought a lot of joy to Paul. It brings a lot of joy to the people who repent. It brings a lot of joy to God. It brings a lot of joy even to the community of believers. So backsliding and repentance is what we just wanted to introduce here. And so Paul, briefly, let's just take a few things, is that he began by speaking to this team in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. He says, because we have these promises. What are the promises, dear friends? He called them dear friends. He considered Corinthians as children. He relates to Corinthians as children. He sometimes relates them as friends. Not friends, dear friends. He relates them as dear to him. They are so near to Paul. He says, because you have promises. What are the promises? If you read the last verses of chapter 6, that is from 16, 17, 18, it talks about God had promised that I will walk with you. I will be with you. I will cover you. I will be your God. I'll be your father. You will be my children. You'll be my people. These were the promises. Because you have those promises, dear children or friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that defiles our body or our spirit. And let us work towards complete holiness because we fear God. So Paul here is saying, let's do something. Let's clear ourselves from defilement. What are those defilement? Anything that defile, anything that soil, anything that puts a mark in our body and in our spirits, let us cleanse it. So when Paul says, let us cleanse ourselves, one of the ways to cleanse ourselves is to stop our relationship with the defilement. We cannot be able to cleanse ourselves by our own strength. It's because of the promises we have. So he is saying God has promised to take part in your repentance, in your cleansing, in your comforting, but also do your part. That is, lock yourself, cock yourself so that the dirt from the garden of evil does not continue to trickle in your garden. We are the garden of God, and God has promised that this is our Eden. And in that Eden, God promised to dwell in that Eden. That is where God would be with Adam, and he would visit Adam. These are the promises he also had given Adam, considering him as the son. But then he says, lock yourself from satanic influences, from evil influences, from idolatry and adultery, all this. And when you do that, that is going to defile our body, all our spirits. And then says, you also work towards complete holiness because we fear God. Now, working towards holiness means, holy means separateness. The name holy particularly does not mean that you are perfect. No. When Bible says be holy because I'm holy, it says be different because I'm different. Be other. Don't be like people. Don't yoke yourself. That's what the name holiness means. And because we fear God, that we will be complete. So he says, please open your hearts to us. We have not done wrong to you, nor led anyone astray, nor taken advantage of you. Paul says, look, you open yourself to us. For you to have cleansing, for you to come back, for you to repent, for you not to continue to backslide, just open yourself. Reach out. Lift up your hands. I'll reach you out. Paul is saying, we have opened our hearts to you. Open yours. It's like open your hands. Ours are open. We'll pull you. God's hands are open. He'll pull you from backsliding. Then he says, we have done you no wrong. We have not led you astray, not taken advantage of you. I am not saying this to condemn you. I say before that you are in our hearts and we live or die together with you. Paul says, look, you're in our hearts. We want to reach you out to help you. I have the highest confidence in you, and I take great pride in you. You have greatly encouraged me and made me happy despite all your troubles. Paul says, I know you have troubles, but I have confidence in you. I have faith in you. You have made me happy, and I take great pride in you. You are my children. You are my dear children. And so he says, I want you to stop from your backsliding. Hold on. Let me help you. I'm there to help you. And I have great joy in you. I want you to get, you know, to repent. Then he finished by saying, when we arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest for us. We faced conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fear on the inside. But God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. His presence was a joy, but so was the news he brought of the encouragement he received from you. When he told us how much you long to see me and how sorry you are for what had happened and how loyal you are to me, I was filled with joy. Now, Paul here starts to give the joy of repentance. Just begin there and we continue. But Paul is saying, when I got the news that you had already repented, Titus was my team, one of my sons had sent to you with a painful letter. But when I arrived there, I was very discouraged. I had trouble within me. There were battles from outside and battles from within. There was fear within me. But then he says, but God, who encouraged the discouraged. I want us to keep praying and give God his qualities. You can say, God, I worship the God who encouraged the discouraged by the arrival of Titus. What happened to Titus? When Titus just came, that brought comfort to Paul. The coming of Titus brought comfort to Paul. His presence was a joy. But not only his presence alone, but the news that he brought to us, encouraged us, because he had received news from the Corinthians church. What were the news? When he told us, and now he's reporting to Paul, that the Corinthians had repented and they long to see Paul. You see, they are longing for Paul. That brought joy in Paul. Number two, that they were also sorry for what had happened. Now, they talked about being sorry because of what had happened. They were sorrowful and they were sorry because of that. And also how loyal they were to Paul. They said, we are loyal to Paul. We are friends of Paul. We are not going to betray Paul again. And said, I was filled with joy. We will still continue in part two, how they were able to turn to Paul. They became loyal to Paul and they had stopped backsliding and they repented. Father, we thank you for the joy of repentance. Help us to see and to celebrate with our children when they repent, in Jesus' name.